be presenting development of an electronic prescribing system linking specialist sexual health services and community pharmacies to support an online clinical consultation. And I'll let you follow up with the remainder.
That's quite a mouthful, really, isn't it? Thank you for inviting me to present today. So, as I said, I'm going to be presenting on the development of an electronic prescribing system which is embedded within an online clinical consultation for the management of people who have been diagnosed positive with chlamydia. Electronic self-testing instruments for sexually transmitted infections is a large consortium which is a multidisciplinary, multi-institutional consortium funded for 5 years and which consists of four different work streams. Work stream one is microengineering, two is microbiology, microengineering and diagnostic evaluation are the first three work streams, and they're all looking into the development of the test whereby patients will be able to access, do the test at home, self-sample, do the test and then get their result. And then work stream four, which is the clinical and public health work stream, is looking into how those patients will then get their result and be managed online remotely without needing to access clinical care, traditional services. So to just give you a bit of a background in terms of the online clinical care pathway, which is where the electronic prescribing system fits into, patients will, we're going from patients receiving a result, text saying that their results are ready. They then log on using a link that they're given to the results service where they'll get their result. If they test negative, then they will then be forwarded to health promotion. If they test positive, they will then go forward into the online clinical consultation. They'll be assessed to have a medical, go through a medical assessment, and if it's felt safe to do so, then they'll be able to access an electronic prescription, which they'll be able to, which will be sent to a community pharmacy or drugstore, and they'll then be able to access their treatment at the community pharmacy. If it's deemed not safe to prescribe, then they'll be asked to ring the clinical helpline and will be fast-tracked to clinic. And at any point in this process, once they've gone onto the online clinical assessment, they are able to access the clinical helpline for medical or psychological support. In terms of partner notification, as part of the medical assessment, patients are asked how many partners they've had in the last 6 months, and they're then given an option as to whether they want to receive a text or email that they are able to forward to their partners, which should give their partners a link and a unique number that they'll be able to use to access the clinical assessment themselves and be able to get epidemiological treatment. To put this into context of what electronic prescribing within England, we've got two completely different separate systems between primary or general practice or family practice and secondary or hospital-based care. And these have evolved very differently. In general practice, there's an electronic prescribing system, which is widespread, and the same system is used by most general practice practices in the country. Within secondary care, it's evolved in a much more piecemeal fashion, and it's lagging far behind in terms of actual implementation compared to primary care. And there is no system that exists that communicates between secondary and primary care. So basically, hospital doctors are only able to use an electronic prescription that can be used within the hospital, either in an inpatient or outpatient setting, and general practices are only able to dispense a prescription that can be used actually within the dispensary on-site in the general practice or in a community pharmacy. And what we're trying to do is to find a way where we can link the two, because we are coming from a secondary care. The online clinical consultation is within an e-sexual health clinic attached to a hospital-based care. And what we're wanting to do is to be able to send a prescription to a secondary, to a community pharmacy where the patient can collect it from. And so in order to do this, the specific objectives we looked into, first of all, was actually what do we need to have on a medical prescription within the UK? Then work out a way whereby we can actually safely deliver that information electronically to a community pharmacy. And finally, to make sure that we've got a system whereby a clinical decision system whereby we can identify when it's safe to prescribe and when it isn't safe to prescribe. So in order to do this, we've done a comprehensive literature review looking at things of diverse outputs, including policy, legislation, regulations, existing literature, professional guidelines, and assimilated all of this information, came up with a list of possible mechanisms, and then against that we linked we looked at whether the compliance with existing legislation and regulations and organisational and feasibility concerns. I'm not expecting you to be able to read this. This is just to illustrate the lack of consensus between the different regulatory bodies within the UK in terms of actually what needs to be on a prescription. And we came up with 8 different options in terms of how we could get this prescription from our system, from our web tool, to a community pharmacy. The first would be to text a quick response code or matrix code to a patient, where that patient can then take their mobile into a pharmacy and scan it, and they'll be able to access their treatment. The second option would be for us to use the electronic prescription service, which is currently available in primary care within the UK. The third would be for us to develop our own new system. The fourth would be to use what's called an FP10. And an FP10 is if I, as a specialist doctor within a hospital setting, want to give a patient a prescription they can use in a community pharmacy, I have to write it on a special form, which is the FP10. And one option would be for us to get an electronic version of that form and have the system email it to the chosen pharmacy. Another option would be for the pharmacy to download the same form from the web tool, or for the chief investigator, Dr. Escort, to take all of these patients on as private patients and write them all private prescriptions, or to fax a prescription, or the final option would be to have an email authorisation to a pharmacy that the patient selected, and that we provide these pharmacies with pre-packed azithromycin that's been packed in a hospital pharmacy, and we just give the pharmacy these packed azithromycin that they can then give out when the patient turns up to collect their treatment. So in terms of actually are these feasible and how does it fit against the legal and regulatory requirements, there was a piece of legislation that came out in the UK in 2005 that basically described an electronic prescription form as an electronic communication that's transmitted from to a community pharmacy via the electronic prescription service. And this has been interpreted as meaning that the only way you can send an electronic prescription to a community pharmacy is through this service. So that automatically excluded 4 of our potential options. We then looked into whether we could actually use the electronic prescription service. And this did look quite hopeful. However, in order to use the electronic prescription service, we need to share patient identifiable data with a central server. And this goes against the 2000 NHS STD regulations, which state you're not supposed to share confidential information with patients who've been diagnosed with an STI. So that meant that we couldn't use that. Then looking to see whether we could use a private prescription, but within the NHS you're not allowed to use a private prescription for an NHS patient if that drug is available on the NHS. Looked into facts, and that really goes against the ethos of what we're trying to achieve here, so we decided that wasn't really an option. And so basically what we found is that 7 of these 8, which we thought were initially quite good ideas, were unfeasible because of existing legislation, regulations, or the need to share information. And so what we're left with is sending this automated email. And this is an illustration of what the email shows, showing that we have the name and date of birth of the patient, and there's a link there so that once the pharmacist has given out the treatment to the patient, they click on that link so we know that the patient's collected that information and they can also get reimbursed. This is what the patient was. This is part of what we've developed in terms of the sexual health clinic. This is the patient where once they've got through the online clinical assessment, they'll get to my prescription and they can choose the pharmacy where they want to collect their treatment from. And then just like they would in clinic, they're given the information about how to take the antibiotics, what possible side effects are, and what to do if there's a problem, and in terms of retesting and not having sex. And then in terms of the e-prescribing pathway that we've actually developed, this is a schematic representation, which just basically shows you from where the user completes the clinical consultation through to going into the pharmacy, the pharmacist getting the email, opening it up, dispensing the treatment, and then a record being generated that we know, so we know it's been collected and the pharmacy gets reimbursed. So in conclusion, having found multiple options of how to do this, we've only actually been left with one workable solution, and that's mainly due to the way that the electronic prescribing has developed within the UK at this, and it is running at this moment in time. And although this is, we're actually going to be doing a pilot study starting in a week's time, and that's fine for a pilot study, it's not really feasible in terms of a larger scale rollout. So we're currently working on that. I'd just like to acknowledge all my colleagues within Workstream 4, in particular Lorna Sutcliffe and Claudia Escort.
Thank you. That was fascinating, although we share your disappointment. Questions?
That was very exciting. Thank you. I'm wondering if you can clarify how patients get the test kits to begin with.
So in terms of the pilot, the other work streams are still developing their test kits at the moment. So what we're doing is we're actually using, we already do internet-based testing with chlamydia in the UK under the National Chlamydia Screening Programme. So we're recruiting patients that have done it through that way, and we're also recruiting patients that have just gone into sexual health clinics as a standard way of doing it and done their tests there. So we've not got the whole pathway sorted as yet in terms of our test. We're just trying to look into going from testing positive forwards.